we've been talking about what this game means besides the fact that there's no playoff implications, the pride that's on the line, and character development. Do you believe this is a game where some true character can come out for some guys and really show what this team still has to play for besides playoffs?
I mean, guys just got to go out and perform. I mean, that's what we get paid to do. Obviously, this isn't a situation we're used to, but it is what it is. So, guys, I think once we get out there, it's going to be football. I think there's been a lot of talk throughout the week of dealing with it, but I think once you get out there and you start playing football, you're going to get competitive. No difference if it was in your backyard. So everyone has that competitive drive, and that's why we're at the level that we're at.
Is it a motivating factor knowing that you could play a role in their home field advantage?
No. I mean, we want to go out and play well and win the game. So,
Jordy, what are the emotions like this week? Most years, the playoff loss, that hits you hard. This is a thing where you lose a game, you watch a screenplay the next day, you come to grips with it. Well, what's that been like for this team? It's got to be weird.
Oh, bro.
I mean, honestly, I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, you know that, you know, we're done here in a week and a half, if that, even more. But so it's a little different. But again, once you get into meetings, once you get to practice, it's the same thing. It's because you have, like I said, that competitive fire in you. If it's at practice, competing against the other guys, knowing that we still have to go out and perform on Sunday. No one in here wants to go out there and look bad and not play. So I think all that's the same.
Jordy, is this Minnesota defense about as cohesive a group as you've seen?
Sometimes, Robbie, just hold the phone, man.
I know.
Just going to listen.
Get your new Christmas gift and really trying to use it? Sorry, what? I wasn't distracted. There we go.
How cohesive does this team play? They play together for a couple of years, and I think that might be their strength.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see it. They work well together. If it's disguise and coverages, it's understanding what to do. They're very sound in what they're doing. And you've seen the progression over the years since Coach Zimmer's been there. They got very talented players. They got guys that play well in their roles. They got, just good players everywhere. Very solid all the way across the board. So it's a tough matchup each and every time we play them, and it will be no different on Saturday.
Jordy, did you see the catch at the end of the Pittsburgh New England game for the non-catch?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
It's not a catch. I don't understand why it's so hard. Like, he caught it going to the ground, and he didn't maintain control of the ball. So that's the rule.
Oh. And you guys as a group, you have a pretty good understanding of the rule?
Yeah, when we were watching it on the plane on the way home, and I didn't realize he lost control, and Randall was sitting behind me on the plane, and he's like, that's not a touchdown. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what are they reviewing it for? He's like, he didn't catch it. I'm like, how did he not catch it? Because I didn't see it come out. And then when they showed the replay, I was like, yeah, not a catch. So,
Is there a lot of debate with you guys on the whole catch-no-catch debate that rages all over the place, it seems?
No, not really. It's because we know if you go to the ground, you have to maintain the ball through. You have to complete the catch. So that's the rule. Now, I'm not saying the rule is right or wrong, but it's the rule. So we understand it, and that's the way it is.
So is the rule right or wrong? But if you don't go to the ground and you break the plane, it's a touchdown, right?
Right, because you completed the catch.
Do you feel that there should be any gray area between those two at all, or no?
Of what?
Well, when you go to the ground, I mean, the difference between going to the ground and crossing the plane if you're standing up. I mean, don't you feel that the moment the ball breaks the plane, that should be a touchdown if you have possession?
So if you jump on the 1 yard line,
right,
catch the ball in the air, is it a touchdown?
By rule?
No, you haven't came down with the ball yet. You're still in the air.
Right. Even if you land on another player.
No, because if you land on him and then roll out of bounds, you're out of bounds. You haven't caught the ball yet. I'm saying in midair. You jump from the one,
right,
catch the ball in midair.
Okay.
You're in the air over the goal line. Is it a touchdown?
I don't know. That's my point. That's
no, so your feet good. Haven't touched the ground. You haven't completed.
You never completed the catch.
Then it's not a catch.
It's not like a running back leaping over the goal line.
No, because he has the ball. Because
he has the ball when it's handed off.
Yeah. Like, you have to complete the catch.
So why do you think certain people...
Because people like to argue, and it's great media coverage, and it's great sports talk, and everyone just... Yeah.
In the offseason, the
probably going to talk about it, but in terms of rules that need to be talked about, what would you rather see change more? Something with this, or the fumble hits the pylon, the other team gets the ball tied?
None of the above.
Really?
It's, I don't, why are we, I don't know. It's, how many years has a fumble going out of the back of the end zone been a touchback?
Really?
Okay. So why is it causing a problem in the last 6 months?
Because a couple of teams have.
Because media is way too big, and there's social media. That is why.
Those guys suck.
So it's, yeah, it's, anyway.
Hey, Jordy, did Christmas come early here in the locker room today? Was there like a gift exchange?
Yeah, I think every position group or most position groups do something different. As receivers, we did a gift exchange. And so it's just, obviously, it's an extension of our family here in this building. So it was fun. You know, it's always interesting to see what guys think of getting. And I'm not going to tell you what everyone got.
Come on. Do you have a favorite gift?
Yeah, the one I gave was the best one, of course.
And what was that?
I'm not going to tell you. So, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room.
You've seen a lot of roads over the years. I'm sure you're probably going to see him again on Saturday.
Yeah, but that's not staying in the locker room. I know you. Sorry, what?
Yeah, see, you're not. You've seen a lot of roads over the years. I'm sure you're going to see him on Saturday too. What stands out about him?
His size and physicality. I think that's the first thing you notice on film, and then even again when you see him warming up. It's something you have to deal with, but yeah, it's been a good matchup over the years, a constant battle. You win some, you lose some throughout the game, and you just compete.
Good work.
You got everybody taken care of at home for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, I might have to go get some more of those stocking stuffer stuff. We'll see if I get around to it or not. If not, we'll be good.